This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanon's government has resigned in the aftermath of last Tuesday's devastating explosion at Beirut's port and angry public protests that followed. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced the move on Monday night. He did not say when new elections would be held. Diab laid the blame for the country's myriad problems at the feet of the country's political elite, who have ruled Lebanon since the end of the Civil War nearly 30 years ago. He said they've caused political and economic devastation and brought about last week's tragedy. Several ministers and lawmakers had already resigned, but mass demonstrations on Saturday and Sunday led to the decision for the entire government to step down. The massive blast killed at least 160 people, injured thousands, and left more than 250,000 people homeless. It's been blamed on the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrite that had been improperly stored at Beirut port for 6 years. In New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the voices of the Lebanese people must be heard. He called for a credible and transparent investigation into the cause of the blast. He did not say whether Lebanese authorities or an independent international commission should conduct the investigation. On Sunday, world leaders pledged nearly $300 million to help Lebanon recover. The country was already grappling with economic and health crises. The United States has made an initial pledge of $17 million and sent 3 aircraft with medical supplies. Rebuilding is expected to cost billions of dollars. Economists have forecast the damage could erase up to 25% of Lebanon's economic output. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A militia killed 16 people during a raid on villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, according to the army on Monday, in more ethnic violence that the United Nations has warned may constitute crimes against humanity. Attacks by various militia and armed groups, as well as counter-operations by the Congolese army, forced more than 400,000 people to flee their homes between March and June. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency. A loud burst of gunfire erupted inside the main prison in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Monday. That's according to a witness. A senior police officer who did not wish to be named confirmed the incident without giving any details. On Monday, France urged the greatest restraint in Belarus after the security forces there cracked down on protesters disputing results that declared President Alexander Lukashenko had won a landslide election victory. A fierce police crackdown on protesters saw dozens wounded and hundreds detained as opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, insisted that Sunday's presidential vote had been rigged. This is the longtime authoritarian president's 6th straight term. Opposition supporters plan to gather in Minsk for more protests on Monday evening. Britain said Monday it was deeply concerned by the arrest of pro-democracy media mogul Jimmy Lai in Hong Kong. He warned that China was silencing political opponents in the city. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he is deeply troubled by the arrest, accusing Beijing of an assault on rights and freedoms in the territory. State media said Monday China supports the arrest of the media tycoon, stressing the need to severely punish those who collude with foreign forces to endanger national security. The staunch democracy advocate was one of 7 people arrested on Monday on charges of violating the new security law imposed by China. Lai is the highest profile figure targeted by the new law since it went into effect in July. Coronavirus cases continue to soar with nearly 20 million infections around the world. India has reported more confirmed new cases than any other in the world for 6 consecutive days, including 62,000 cases on Monday. COVID-19 deaths are at nearly 732,000 worldwide and approximately 163,000 in the United States. Brazil follows with more than 101,000 people dying from the respiratory illness. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.